America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Roger in West Virginia's got a retaining wall problem. What's going on?
Yes, hi. I've got a wall that's probably about waist high on the back side of the house. And it's not actually holding any dirt back unless the hillside slid down into it, then it would stop it. But it's got about an inch tall concrete cap that blocks like... that goes all the way across the top of it, okay? This thing's probably maybe, 50, 60 foot long, something like that. Anyway, I keep noticing that these caps are crumbling, and I'm seeing little, the pieces all falling down along the edge of the wall, and I'm not really sure what's going on or what I should actually do there.
Well, Roger, the way the retaining wall is constructed is probably leading to that situation. In a perfect world, that block wall will be built up, and behind it will be probably a foot of stone. That's fairly large stones, like 1 to 2 inch diameter stones. And on top of that, there would be some black cloth that stops the weeds from coming through. And on top of that might be
weed blocker.
Right. Sorry. The technical term escaped me for a moment, the weed blocker cloth. And on top of that, there could be, anything from nothing to the concrete cap. But it sounds to me like what's happening here is there's no drainage behind the wall. So the water is getting trapped right behind that concrete cap. And of course it's freezing and spalling, spalling meaning it cracking as the water gets in there. So you will continue to have to replace those over the years until that wall is draining properly. The solution on this might involve you excavating out parts of that wall to create those drains so that the water falls down and runs out through the wall as opposed to over the wall. Or it could even involve regrading the top. Sometimes if the soil hits behind the wall as opposed to even with the top of the wall, the water will trap behind the wall and cause more damage. But that's why it's happening. The water is getting in there. It's not draining through the wall like it's normally supposed to, and that's going to continue to cause spalling because the wall system is just not designed properly. Okay. Roger, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.